This goes to Dr. Rakesh, R-A-K-E-S-H, Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax is 989-463-2249, regarding David Bast, B-A-S-T, date of birth April 1st of 1952. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Bast with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was December 6th of 2021. His weight is down 2 pounds over the last 6 months, but his wife reports that he's lost about 10 pounds over the last year. He was started on metformin for an elevated hemoglobin A1C, but he didn't tolerate that very well. It caused early satiety with his meals, nausea, and then diarrhea. So that has been stopped, and he is feeling much better at this point. But he's been unable to gain any weight back after stopping the metformin. And he does complain of excessive fatigue. He has had 3 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccination without any side effects or adverse events, and no known COVID-19 infection. He does stay very active, and he walks at the Alma College indoor track every day with his wife for exercise. He tolerates that well without dyspnea, cough, wheezing, and that does not cause excessive fatigue. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena now that he's off metformin. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. His nocturia is 2 to 3 times a night without incontinence and without difficulty emptying the bladder. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone, 25 milligram daily. Also, atenolol is 50 milligram daily, and amlodipine, 5 milligram daily, all for blood pressure. And he's also on supplements, and Ultraset, Flomax, Glipizide is 5 milligram once a day. Lipitor once a day, allopurinol 100 milligram daily also. Physical exam, his weight is 138 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 70. Pulse is 64 and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. The patient has good color. No signs of respiratory distress. His neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no JVD. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No organomegaly, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 2nd of 2022. Creatinine was 2.3, and that's actually improved. The previous two levels were 2.5 and 2.6. Estimated GFR is up to 28 currently. Albumin 4.7, calcium is 9.4, sodium 139, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin 12.2 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly improving creatinine levels. No symptoms other than the fatigue, which is very nonspecific and may be caused by other things besides chronic kidney disease. Diabetic nephropathy, intolerant of metformin, and hypertension, and he's currently hypotensive. We discussed that very low blood pressure is also not good for kidney function, and probably the weight loss has contributed to lowering of his blood pressure. We're going to ask him to hold his amlodipine for now and to check his home blood pressure daily for the next 2 weeks and to call us with blood pressure readings. They will not discard the amlodipine in case we have to resume it. But maybe he only needs a half a day, a dose of 2.5 milligram a day instead of 5 also. We'll see after he's been off the amlodipine for a week or two. He will continue to have lab studies done. We've asked him to do them monthly for now, just to keep track of the creatinine. We suspect that possibly the diarrhea that he caused by metformin could have caused the increase, but we would like to see a trend in a downward trend with creatinine and an increase in his estimated GFR. He will continue to stay active with his daily walking with his wife. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.